Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Another hope made of another show.
Well, things are looking up. Theaters either starting to think about opening or at least announcing what is coming. Here's one example. We're thrilled to announce BAM's spring season. This innovative mix of in-person programming and virtual events is all about bringing live arts back to Brooklyn and bringing Brooklyn's creative spirit to the world. Well, there are many more like that, but always with caution. BAM goes on to say, safety is our number one priority. Now, I'm in Los Angeles as we speak, where the Fountain Theater in Hollywood is also gearing up. That announcement reads, The Fountain will open its pandemic-inspired outdoor stage in June with the Los Angeles premiere of an acclaimed satire centered on race, Brandon Jacobs Jenkins' An Octoroon. That one started in New York. The key word, by the way, there is outdoor. The notice goes on to say, anticipation among LA theatergoers has been high since The Fountain announced that it had received clearance from the city planning office to build a stage in its parking lot. Well, that sounds good, though who knows where folks are going to park now. Maybe a deal with Uber can be made. Meanwhile, the big news in New York is that an immersive version of the dystopian novel Blindness will be among the first productions to open in the city. Producer Daryl Roth will present the show, which was performed in London and was a popular success, at her namesake Off-Broadway Theater. An open-ended run of Blindness begins April 2nd. That officially may be the first. Though the 75-minute show does not involve live actors, the audience listens via sanitized headphones to a story narrated by the British actor Juliet Stevenson. But the play was written by Simon Stevens, who won the Tony for The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. There is lots of talk and, yes, anticipation about this one. And here's one that wins the award for serendipitous timing. A piece called Duchess, Duchess, Duchess is now streaming from the renowned Steppenwolf Theater in Chicago. The play dissects the phenomenon of black women who, in exchange for privilege, forfeit their ability to speak or have it taken from them. Remember when Oprah asked, "Were you silent or were you silenced?" Well, in the play, there is an interview between a woman called the soon-to-be Duchess shortly before her wedding and another called the Duchess, a Kate Middleton figure. The occasion is a meeting in which the experienced royal wife is supposed to school the totally inexperienced fiancé in the finer. It will feature Oscar Eustace, artistic director of The Public, and Patrick Gaspard, cultural ambassador and former president of the Open Society Foundations, discussing how theater has uniquely responded to and been shaped by periods of social change and challenges. Finally, I've been talking every week about the 800-page Tom Stoppard biography that I'm making my way through. Well, this week I zoomed in on a discussion with the author, Hermione Lee. Among other things, she said the family tree that she starts a book with was news to Stoppard himself. He had little idea of his parents' lives. Didn't find out till much later in life that he was Jewish. Though he did not go to university, Lee said this was a man who was defined by self-education and curiosity. And about Stoppard's work itself, one radical change she noted was that he often got rid of character backstories. He likes to ambush his audiences, she said. Well, let's pray that his latest one, Leopold Stock, which was just opening at Lincoln Center when you know what, comes back as soon as things open up. Which brings us back, Jill, to where we began.
Well, what I wanted to ask you about, because we've been flipping through, I'm more au courant in my reading. Is
good.
Whether no, this is
never
actually this is a complaint masked as a do you think that there's ever not going to be a headline in the arts section that starts dystopian tale helps off Broadway return? I mean, is anyone ever gonna no disrespect, but I was looking, yeah. I was reading that, so that's really good about
yeah.
And then Park Avenue Armory announces live shows, which is very exciting. Except that many of these shows, I got to tell you, are not so uplifting.
I'm not even close. Dystopian.
And I'm just wondering, well, also you should see what the Armory's offering. And I'm just wondering, is that
a good idea?
Well, never. I wasn't. Yep. That's a good question, actually. Is that a good idea? Is that what people think sell? Is that what you want to come out and see?
I don't know that. I'm hearing talk about that, too. We want to see the Music Man. You know, we want to see Sarah Jessica Parker and Neil Simon. I don't know if people want to put on earphones and listen to a dystopian tale about blindness. I don't know. I guess they're happy to have anything. That's why I mentioned the importance of being earnest. You know, some of these other ones, which are a lot more fun. I don't know. I don't think I feel like watching anything like that. But what are we watching on TV?
What I mean. That's why it's like I admit that I'm weird. Okay, just up front. Because I've never understood certain things. My mother never made her bed, for example. Therefore, I made my bed like the army. Right. Most people start with, well, why? You know, theoretically, I should not make my bed either, according to a common thought for that sort of thing.
We inherit the parents' bad habits.
Apparently. And so the only reason I'm saying this at all is because it would seem to me that after a year of not even living dangerously, but living inside, and with all of the issues that that's created, I cannot believe that someone isn't coming out with something just relaxing and fun and a different, for lack of a better word, vibration. What's wrong with a little laughter? So that's what I'm kind of...
I think it's half and half. You know, I mean, some people are doing the fun ones at the same time. But there's a lot of dark stuff. 3 Days of Rain, which I mentioned. That's not a happy play. It is interesting, isn't it? I guess the creators wonder, what do people feel like now? That's why I'm saying that the public theater discussion sounds interesting. And I'm sure it'll be about exactly this, because it is about how we dealt with these things in the past and got through them. And I'm assuming they're going to be talking about, so what are people going to pay to come back to see? Do they want to see something dark that reminds us of what we've just been through? Or do they want to see something that, God, takes us totally out of it? I don't know.
We're out of time, but I'm going to raise another question that perhaps we can pursue down the line. And that is, didn't that used to be the job of curators and certainly at museums and producers in Broadwayville? I mean, it's just almost like we've gone too far into the comment section, crying out loud.
I think it's a good idea, and I think I'm going to explore that during the week, and we'll talk about it next Monday. How's that?
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.